How's everyone doing? This is your hostess with the mostest, Olivia. I hope everyone's night is going well. Well, mine is. I just got off of work, and as soon as I get off of work, I do my podcast. So how is everyone doing after this last holiday for the summer, Labor Day? I hope everyone's Labor Day was great yesterday. So, you know, it's back to work now. Well, let's jump right into it. My favorite part of the night, and that is my favorite part of the day, what I look forward to when I get up in the morning, is seeing what is trending on Twitter. Ladies and gentlemen, do we got something pending for you today? So I get up, you know, I do my routine. I love to see what's, you know, trending on Twitter. So I look, and what do I see? Popeyes is trending again. And, you know, I don't mean to say, but this is really getting a little bit of out of control and psychotic at this point. Popeyes employees were held at gunpoint over sold-out chicken sandwiches. Yes, y'all. Y'all heard me correctly. This is what was trending this morning. The Popeyes employees were held at gunpoint. And you want to know why? Because they were out of chicken sandwiches. This is what was trending. And the thing about this is, I'm a little bit like concerned and iffy. I have not tried any of the Popeye sandwiches, and I'm not going to, because first and foremost, I am a Chick-fil-A type of woman. Chick-fil-A is number one with me. To me, no other fast food restaurant can ever even come close to Chick-fil-A's food, their chicken. It's not going to happen. Chick-fil-A, the politeness of the workers, you know, who, when they take your order and things of that nature, they are so polite. It gets no better. Now, Popeyes, on the other hand, we have people being held up at gunpoint for chicken sandwiches. So, I mean, come on. The thing about this is, y'all might have the same question. What is Popeyes putting in those chicken sandwiches for real? You know, if we have people, you know, with the nons putting 9mm to, you know, the employees at Popeyes, what is Popeyes putting in those chicken sandwiches? Because now it's out of control. Now it's to the point where Popeyes is going to become liable, you know, with lawsuits from their employees, because they feel as though their life is in danger for working at their company. So this is where Popeyes is going to start becoming liable for lawsuits. You know, this is where this is going. And, you know, it's just situations like this. I mean, you might think it's unbelievable. A lot of people, you know, they didn't even believe it. They said, oh, it's a publicity stunt. That's not true. Oh, well, you just asked Houston police, is this true? Let's just go over this. A group consisting of 3 men and 2 women grew angry after visiting Popeyes in Houston. Mind you, this is Houston, Texas. Resulted in no chicken sandwiches, KTRK-TV reports. Now, mind you, all of this came about. The employees at the Popeyes location in question told the outlet that the group attempted to acquire the sandwiches at the restaurant's drive-thru on Monday night. After being told that they were sold out, the group, who were apparently not happy with the news, allegedly attempted to get into the restaurant. One of the men pulled out a gun on the Popeyes workers, according to Houston police. The employees say that the mob, despite their efforts, were not able to gain access as they locked the doors. Now, mind you, they're saying that it was a baby as well that was left inside the vehicle during the incident. And it was a black SUV. Now, mind you, all of this was going on. Also, ABC 13 reports that there were no injuries and the police are currently in process of looking for the people involved. Okay, see, this is the thing. Quote unquote, the demand for the new chicken sandwiches in the first few weeks following the launch far exceeded Popeye's very optimistic expectations. In fact, Popeye's aggressively forecasted demand through the end of September and had already sold out through that inventory. The restaurant chain wrote in a statement, quote unquote, from Popeye's. As a result, Popeye's restaurants across the country are expected to sell out of the chicken sandwiches by the end of this week. We, along with our suppliers, are working tirelessly to bring the new sandwiches back to guests as soon as possible. Okay. So you didn't make enough. So when your forecast, quote unquote, your forecast of numbers that y'all all put together of how many sandwiches you would need overall to all of your Popeyes, of how many that each Popeyes restaurant would need, well, you were wrong. You were way off. You don't have enough. You didn't have enough. And now it's leading to people getting your employees having 9mm pointed at them, having guns, you know, pointed at the employees at this point. Because your forecast, quote unquote, your forecast was not incorrect. Your numbers were way off. Your numbers were way, way, way off. So who are we faulting right now? First of all, we're faulting the people who actually did this, who held the Popeye employees at gunpoint. We're faulting them. I'm also going to fault Popeyes on the situation because of the simple fact that now your employees are in danger because of situations because your forecast of numbers were incorrect. And what you have to understand is you have a lot of crazy people. You have a lot of crazy, insane people out here. When it comes to the point they pulling guns about the chicken sandwich, and so people cannot even feel comfortable with going to work, you know, because they feel as though, okay, I might get a gun pulled on me today because my company doesn't have enough chicken sandwiches. Come on, y'all. We have to do better. That's all I have to say. We have to do better. We have to do better as a daggone whole entire country, to be honest with you. Come on. We have to do better. Moving on to the main topic, let's talk about it, y'all. Let's talk about this. Now, mind you, I have done a couple of reports on my other podcasts, you know, maybe a couple of weeks back about the Walmart situation. Well, let's go ahead and talk about it. Let's talk about it, y'all. The Walmart has stopped selling gun ammunition and wants customers not to carry or bring guns into their stores anymore. Walmart has took a stand, y'all. Walmart has took a stand. And of course, you know, we have some people who don't like it. You have some people who they love going to Walmart, having their guns on them, going back to the ammo and gun section to get their ammunition, you know, also buying their guns and ammunition at the same time while they go in the store with their guns on them. This is something that was happening where Walmart has now seen, due to the mass shootings, that they just can't do it anymore. So the CEO made the decision that all of this is going to be stopped. He's removing all the ammunition from all the stores. And also, you know, no bringing your gun into the Walmart. Now, mind you, because you have certain states that they can carry their guns on them. So you had people literally going into the Walmart with their guns on them or holding their guns in their hand or having them in the cart, you know, bringing their guns in the store. So the Walmart CEO was like, you know, no, this is going to have to stop now. Because now CEO is probably feeling like too many of my stores are being targeted with this, you know, due to the fact that we are selling the ammunition. Now, mind you, the ammunition may be cheaper in Walmart, but you know, I'm sorry to tell y'all, go on to the gun shops and buy y'all's ammunition. That's what they're there for. They have all the ammunition that you need. And we have some people that they just going to keep on doing what they do. They'll just order their ammunition online. Hell, you can get, thousands of rounds online and have them mailed to your home in great big boxes of brown. So nobody will know what you're getting. So, you know, most people are going to keep on doing that. So while they're boycotting and upset with Walmart, you also have the people who are standing tall and saying Walmart stood up. And I agree with them. It's other places that you can get your ammunitions and you can buy your guns. You just go to a gun shop. They have that there for you. You have gun shops that are online. I mean, people do everything online. So, you know, they have options. So, you know, it's to each his own. Whatever that you want to do as an adult, then you do that. But by Walmart taking this stand and saying that we do not condone these mass shootings that are going on, so we are going to remove ourselves for being associated with selling ammunitions in our stores. The next thing that maybe will go is also of them selling guns as well. So we're going to see about that one. So let's get into it, y'all. Let's talk about it. And this is from New York, CNN, of course. You know, I do a lot of reading on CNN. I watch CNN all the time. So we have here, Walmart on Tuesday announced it will reduce its gun and ammunition sales 1 month after more than 20 people were killed in mass shootings at Walmart in El Paso, Texas. Walmart also pressured Congress to enact gun safety measures. The company, America's largest retailer, said it will stop selling handgun and ammunition and short barrel rifle ammunition as well, such as .223 caliber and 5.56 caliber. That can also be used on assault-style weapons after selling all its current inventory. Walmart will also stop selling handguns in Alaska, the only state where it still sells handguns, and Walmart will request that customers no longer openly carry guns into its 4,700 U.S. stores or in its Sam's Club stores in states that allow open carry. See, the thing about it is that, like I was saying earlier, you have some states that they actually have where you can openly as far as carry your gun. So when that happens, that means that you can openly go into stores with your gun loaded on you. So you might have like a mass killing in a Walmart because of the laws in certain states that will let you carry your weapon with you. So you have to think of the situation. It's situations where it's fights that go on when you have Black Friday. It's literally people fighting and stabbing and people getting killed on that day. So imagine when you have people that have their guns on them. Yeah, I mean, anything's liable to happen. Then you just have the regular crazies who they just feel as though, okay, I want to end my life, so I'm taking people with me. So you have a lot of things that are going on that Walmart is saying, you know, enough is enough. I know I'm going to do my part. The CEO said, look, this is what it is. I'm doing my part. I can do what I want to do with my chain of stores. And so this is what I'm going to do with my retail stores. I'm going to stop the stores that in the states that can openly carry the guns, that's going to be out. They're not going to be allowed to bring guns into my store anymore. Now, The thing about it, however, Walmart will continue to sell long-barreled deer rifles and shotguns and much of the ammunition for those guns. The company sells guns in about 3,900 stores. Walmart will also continue to allow concealed carry by customers with permits in its stores. Now, the reason that they're doing that is because Second Amendment. If in the state that you are able to carry, then it's really nothing that Walmart can do. They can say that you cannot come into their store, but because, you know, if the state is saying that basically it's their amendment, Second Amendment, that they can carry. So what Walmart is doing is say, okay, well, if you have a permit, then, you know, come on into to the store. And long as you can show that you got the permit on you, then they're saying as far as come in. So I think what Walmart is doing their best to accommodate everyone. The people who are very upset about the mass shootings, and also the people who are Second Amendment activists. You know what I mean? So they're trying to keep customers, but they're also trying to stop as far as being in an involvement to let people feel as though that it's okay. I can just go to Walmart and get the guns and get the ammunition. So I'm proud as far as that Walmart did make the stand. And I think, you know, it's a big step for them. They're not all about the money. So let's just get that straight. They make buku money. So by them, as far as removing ammunition and some guns, it's not hurting Walmart because that's not where their main sales come from. So don't get it twisted. For the people who's out here boycotting, the people who's upset and boycotting, you take your asses to the gun shop and get your ammunition, or you get your ammunition online. Take your asses to the gun shop, buy your guns. You don't have to go to Walmart to do that. And if you boycott Walmart, so what? Walmart is still going to make money. They're still going to make money. You're not hurting them by boycotting them because people still going to shop at Walmart. People still, so if you boycott and people will just go use their phones, use their computers and shop at home from Walmart, go to the Walmart site and just shop from online. I do both. I shop online because I have a Walmart credit card and I go into the store once in a blue moon, usually to pay my credit card bill, but that's going to be out the wind because Capital One has taken over the Walmart credit cards. And you know, I already have Walmart and Capital One credit cards. So when Capital One is now has brought out the Walmart credit card, so now I'm going to have like, it's going to be outrageous of how many Capital One credit cards that I'm going to have now. And I love Capital One. Trust me, love Capital One. So this is the thing about this main topic and so much of why I had to make it the main topic. I felt as though Walmart took a stand and I'm very happy with that. I love Walmart for standing up. So, you know, shout out to Walmart CEO for taking that stand. We do appreciate it. So the next segment we're going to have, let's move on into some celebrity gossip. Now, as y'all know, we have Simone Biles, a U.S. gymnast from 2016 Olympic individual, all-around champion. In the news, we actually have, now this is some, you know, this is some celebrity gossip for you. Her brother was arrested for a triple murder. Do y'all hear me? Do you hear me? Her brother, Simone Biles' brother, the gymnast of 2016. You know, we watched her as far as on the Olympics doing her gymnastics. You know, she's very good, you know, handling her business on the floor. She's an all-around champion with gymnastics. Trust that. Her brother was arrested for a triple murder, y'all. Let's go. Let's get into this celebrity gossip today. Mind you, Olympic gymnast Simone Biles said Monday night She was still having a hard time processing last week's news of her brother who was charged in a New Year's Eve shooting that left 3 people dead in Ohio. Now, mind you, did you hear what I said? This was a New Year's Eve shooting that left 3 people dead in Ohio. So they're just getting to him now. So some proof must have come in, you know, have obviously some proof came out of why they're saying that he killed 3 people. I mean, come on. Now, mind you, his name is Tevin Biles Thomas. Now, allegedly, he has been charged with murder, voluntary manslaughter, felonies, assault, and perjury in a December 31st shooting in Cleveland. Now, authorities said that the shooting started after a group of uninvited guests walked into the home and a fight began. 2 people, Devontae Johnson, 19, and Tashawn Banks, 21, died at the scene. A 3rd person, Devon Gibson, 23, later died at the hospital. Mind you, Biles Thomas was identified by Cleveland police as the shooter. It was unclear if he has a lawyer. Biles Thomas was arrested August the 29th in Liberty County, Georgia, where he is being held without bond, pending extradition over to Cahuga County. The Liberty County Jail said he is scheduled to be arraigned September the 13th in Ohio. Now, let me tell you something. This young man, he's going to jail for life. Now, based on, I don't know if they have death penalty of where he did this crime in the state that he may have did this crime, but he killed 3 people. We're not talking about 1. We're not talking about injured and the person survived. He murdered 3 people. So this is what we're talking about. He killed 3 people. So what we're looking at is going to be life or 2 times life for him or death penalty, depending on what state he's in for the death penalty. You know, if they can put, because we're talking about it's like a triple murder at this point. So, you know, I feel sorry for her, for Simone. And the reason is because her and her brother, they live opposite lives. But I'm going to tell you this. Sisters know what their brothers do. Sisters try to protect their brothers. You feel me? So I'm not going to sit up here and say that Simone Biles did not know what her brother was into, because I think she truly knew. You know, she can quote unquote, you know, I just have no idea. I don't believe that. And if that's what she's saying, I'm not saying she's saying that she has no idea, you know, that he would do something like this, you know. But if she was to say that, and I can't quote and say that she said it, but if she was to say that, she's lying. Most sisters know exactly what type of lifestyle that their brothers or their brother is into. They try to protect them to the fullest. And, you know, with her, she's living a whole total different type of lifestyle, and she trying to ignore the situation or whatever. But what it boils down to is that from the door, at this point, it's too late. Maybe she could have talked to her brother before this situation got out of hand. I'm quite sure she knew that her brother was packing nons. I'm quite sure she knew her brother had guns. I'm quite sure she knew all of that. But she was too busy living her life. And her brother never changed from his lifestyle of thugging. He never changed. You know what I mean? Where she changed and went on, but her brother never did. And the thing is, she left him in the environment that he's in to not even get any better. They're from Cleveland. And we all know what it is. If you go on your scanner and you click in Cleveland, Chicago, you click in any of that, you're going to have the scanner off the hook. Murders, gang violence, all of that. So you can't tell me that Simone didn't have some type of idea of the lifestyle of what her brother was living. Trust me, she knew. So, you know, that's just a little bit of celebrity gossip. We're going to move on to the Quick Recipe Tuesday. Yes, we are. Today, we're having the scrambled egg toast with roasted asparagus. Let's go, y'all. You would need 1 pound of thin asparagus spears, a half of tablespoon of olive oil, half of teaspoon of kosher salt, half a teaspoon of black pepper, 4 slices of Eureka organic bread, 8 large eggs, 1/4 cup of non-fat milk, 1 tablespoon of unsalted butter, 1/4 cup of freshly grated Parmesan, and 1 tablespoon of chopped fresh chives. Now, what you want to do is you want to place on the rack in the center of the oven and the other towards the top. You want to preheat the oven to 400 degrees. Lay the asparagus in the center of the baking sheet. Drizzle with olive oil. Sprinkle with 1/4 teaspoon of salt, 1/4 teaspoon of pepper. Toss to coat, then spread the spears into a single layer. Roast for 15 to 20 minutes on the center rack until the asparagus is crisp and tender. Remove the baking sheet from the oven, then turn the oven to broil. Next thing, you want to arrange the bread slices on a second baking sheet. Broil on the upper rack for 30 seconds to a few minutes until golden. Watch carefully so the bread doesn't burn. The time can vary greatly by broiler. Don't walk away, y'all. Then flip the slices and toast to the other side. Remove from the oven and set aside. Now, meanwhile, we're going to start on the eggs. In a medium mixing bowl, beat the eggs, milk, and remaining 1/4 teaspoon of salt, 1/4 teaspoon of pepper in figure 8 pattern until completely blended. In a medium nonstick pan, melt the butter over medium heat. Once the butter has melted, reduce the heat to lower and add the beaten eggs. You want to let cook, stirring very gently with, you know, a little silicone spatula, and then continuing cooking, stirring the eggs gently and often to keep them moving until they're cooked but still soft, about 10 to 12 minutes. Stir in the Parmesan and chives, taste and add the additional salt and pepper as desired. To serve, top each slice of toast with a big scoop of scrambled eggs, a handful of asparagus spears, sprinkle with additional Parmesan and chives as desired, and you want to enjoy immediately. Mind you, this serves 4. Preparation time, 5 minutes. The cook time is 15 minutes. The total time altogether is 20 minutes, guys. You're talking about asparagus and creamy scrambled eggs with toast, Parmesan, chives. Quick and healthy, high protein, perfect for filling for breakfast or brunch. Well, guys, you already know what time it is. It's my time to go. I am Olivia, the hostess with the mostest. I have enjoyed talking with you and you listening to my podcast today. You know my motto, let's talk about it. You guys have a wonderful night. And I'm gone.